Okay, hi everybody. Welcome. This is Claire. It's so great to have the opportunity to be with you today for this live interactive preview for our Visionary Women's Professional Track. So I know that many of you have been writing in, want more information, want to find out more about the opportunity. I'm excited to be able to dedicate this time together today to focusing on answering all of those questions and also sharing about the opportunity to become a highly trained specialist in empowering women through not only joining the Visionary Women trainings, but also to be working or to be joining in our certification trainings as we move through. So I'm just completing a sound check here with our team. We're going to be starting in just a moment formally. But if you are listening in live, I'd love to invite you just to post a comment and just let me know where you are listening in from today and maybe what your biggest question is about joining this track. We'll be starting in just 1 minute here. I'd love to hear where you're calling in from today. And if you have a specific question to go through and to share with us about, and I'll do my best to answer the question on the call. Okay, Rosemary is here from Toronto, and I have your question. That's great. I'm going to answer that directly in just as we go through on the call. Let's see who else is here who can share. If you're just joining us, I know a lot of you are still just jumping on the line. Please post and share where you're calling from today. Teresa from Dunedin. Hi, Teresa from Florida. Thanks so much for posting. And again, post your questions. Someone's here from Melbourne in Australia. Know who's calling. Eczema from Hermosa Beach. Hi. Welcome. Rosemary. Hi. Great. Okay. Great. I can see lots of questions coming in. So yeah, we're going to get to that. All right. So I'm getting the go ahead here from our engineer. So let's officially get started. So welcome to this special preview for the Visionary Women's Professional Track. This is a special call for everyone who is already participating in our 7-week course who hasn't yet registered for that track. We've been receiving many questions from you about whether it's possible to add the track, and the good news is yes, and also about the opportunity to join the professional trainings that will be starting later this year. And many of you have had questions about that as the Visionary Women's Track is part of this larger focus of my work, which is about empowering women as change agents, as coaches, as facilitators, as leaders. If you've been following my work for some time now, you probably know this is where I'm shifting my focus after 2 decades of having coached and mentored over 40,000 women in different programs, including the 7-week Feminine Power course, now with so many women for so many years. I believe that it is one of the most important times in the history of our world for women to be rising, and there has never been a bigger opportunity. And the best way that I can serve is by passing on to other women who want to empower women the transformational tools and the feminine power principles that I've discovered in so many years being at the forefront of human potential, transformational movements, working with these feminine power principles and engaging over a decade-long research into women, power, self-actualization, all the things that we're engaging in the training. So let me just give you an overview as we are starting off about what I'm going to cover. I'm going to share about the track itself and what's included and what's part of it and how it's different to the core training. But I'm also going to share about our professional certification trainings that start later this fall, because when you register for the Visionary Women's Professional Track, you'll have the opportunity to join these other trainings and apply 100% of your tuition towards them. So we know that many of you have been having questions about that larger opportunity, so I'm hoping to cover that at a very high level. I want to share about really what it is I've come to see women really need to become empowered. And if you're a coach or a change agent or a facilitator or a workshop leader, anyone who wants to work to serve the empowerment of women, the approach that I've found really works. And I'm going to also answer some of the most frequently asked questions that we have been receiving. So firstly, I want to share who the Visionary Women's Professional Track is for. So first and foremost, one of the ways that we can accelerate our own personal transformation is by taking a stand to empower someone, even if it's just one other person or one other woman other than ourselves, by stepping into a position of leadership, wanting to uplift others around us, we amplify our own personal transformation exponentially. So if you are wanting to, if you're just curious for your own personal development about taking this track, I'm going to give you an assignment as part of the track to be stepping into a leadership role with either energetically in the course, supporting the other women in the course. That doesn't necessarily take more time. It's just a different posture that you're standing in. Or supporting somebody in your life, you're going to have the opportunity to do that. And as a result, amplify your own personal transformation. As there are a few things that can ignite and accelerate our personal development than standing to empower others in this kind of transformational context. So that's first and foremost. If you want to have an opportunity to just do this for your personal growth, you can join the track, and the things that we're going to be covering are going to support you to empower others and yourself as a result. The track is for you if you are at any point in the future considering becoming a coach or facilitator, or you want to understand more about empowering women. And it's for you if you're already a coach, either you're a new coach or you're a seasoned coach or facilitator, and you want to be more effective in the work that you're doing with clients, women who are your clients and participants. This track will help you with that. If you want to be a more effective manager or leader, you work with women, you have women colleagues, you want to be a catalyzer, an igniter of women, the track is going to support you to do that as well. And if you're interested in becoming a feminine power coach or facilitator or joining in our certification programs in the future, what you'll discover in the Visionary Women's Professional Track is going to give you a solid foundation to enter those programs, and you'll be able to apply your tuition towards those as well. So what's included in the track is, in addition to the core feminine power training that we're all in together, you're going to have the opportunity to be in weekly live video virtual living rooms. Each week, we're going to be starting the first one this Thursday. And in these virtual living rooms, I'm going to be sharing what I like to call the method behind the magic of empowering women. So what we're going to be doing each week is looking at the underlying feminine power principles in each of the sessions, and what you can glean from them and how you can apply them to your own work with women to be more impactful and to serve at an even higher level. So this first week, for example, we're going to be doing our first masterclass session, which, in addition to giving an overview of all of these different aspects that we're going to be working with, we're going to look at this first orientation session, Firestarter session, and training session one, and look at what are the underlying principles that we're working with that are creating a feeling of connection and trust and safety and inspiration for women who are participating in the course. Okay, it feels like there's a really amazing field and energy and container, but there are very teachable and learnable principles that go into creating an experience of there being a container to catalyze a learning community. And whether you're a coach, or whether you're a facilitator, or whether you're a leader, understanding how to orient to creating this learning context is going to be something that sets you up for success in a really deep and powerful way. Now, most traditional coaching trainings, and there are very few facilitation trainings, but certainly ways in which we facilitate, were not designed specifically to work with women at the level of self-actualization to be facilitating a transformational process. So, you know, this is what we're going to be unpacking each week, are the most salient principles and keys that are creating the impact and the group magic and the personal coaching, what it is that is creating these experiences that you can learn from and be taking away and applying in your own side of action. So, you know, this is the 8 sessions that you're going to gain access to as the visionary, in the Visionary Women's Professional Track. And previously, I've only taught these sessions where we've unpacked these principles in the 7-week course to women who are in the 9-month long feminine power professional trainings, the coaching and the facilitation trainings. So previously, they've only been taught to women who are in those more advanced professional trainings, and the women who've already registered for this year's trainings are going to be in and part of this group. It's a really brilliant group of women have registered already to be a part of this, and there are women who are in the 7-week course who are a part of this. So you'll have the opportunity to jump in and join them, because I know that many of the women here might already be coaches or therapists and not necessarily interested in doing the longer certifications, but really would like to gain some of the valuable foundational tools to begin to use to empower women. And I know that others of you are maybe interested in joining these longer trainings, and this will give you an opportunity to get a sense of what those longer trainings will be like, what it will be like to be working with me as a mentor in this kind of a context that's about professional skill development. And we're going to be sharing just a lot of deep context for the work that we're going to be doing in the 9-month training. So, and I want you to know, whether you continue on to join the professional trainings or not, there's going to be a tremendous amount of value and takeaways and things that you're going to be able to work with and apply right away and use to create a deeper and more powerful impact for the women that you are here and called to serve. So I would love to, as I mentioned, we're going to go through, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions that have been coming in. So as we're going through, if you are listening on the webcast, I'd love to invite you to just post your question for me, and I will do my best to answer your questions at the end. Okay, good. So let me take a step back and share some of the bigger context about, you know, what we'll be doing in these sessions and why it matters so much to be developing our skills to empower women at this particular moment in our history. So you've heard me speak in our training sessions about this historic and unprecedented shift of women awakening to this new level of self-actualization. Okay? Millions of women on the planet are awakening to this new stage where we don't want to just have power in the world as it is. We want to step into our higher possibilities. We want to co-create the future as well as our own lives. And the greatest barriers to women being able to step forward are no longer outside of us, even though there is the unfinished work of gender equality that is still happening in the world and needs to be addressed in the world. You know, the deepest barriers to women at the level of self-actualization being able to step forward into all of this power and potential. And I want to share more about that at this moment, because women have never had the kind of opportunity to create the future and shape the future as the way that we do now. And I believe that there is a calling and a destiny and a higher possibility that we are being called to transform society and culture at the deepest level. The impulses that we all feel for self-actualization personally are part of this larger tapestry of humanity awakening. And those of us who have the privilege of being freed up from survival and even achievement to be stepping into this higher destiny through our own, you know, pioneering on a level of the structures of consciousness, to taking on creating businesses, to doing these larger things in the world. You know, we are being called to something absolutely extraordinary and world-changing. And see, the majority of traditional life coaching was originally like developed in an achievement context, kind of in a masculine power system, in an achievement context in corporations, to support management being able to action their agenda upon teams and employees. And a lot of traditional coaching works on achievement, the achievement level, and is very good at managing kind of quantifiable, measurable results, and is actually a very effective methodology for things that this masculine power system is really good at, you know, in terms of developing new skills and competencies that, you know, kind of just have to do with skill development, that have to do with accountability, that have to do with results. A lot of those orientations really work and are really effective with a certain set of things. However, these things that are at the level of self-actualization, you know, these eight key areas, breaking through into visibility, growth-oriented relationships, discovering our gifts and purpose, higher spiritual connection and calling, radiant health and vitality, being able to express our creativity and our voice, being able to manifest our desires, being able to influence, to impact others with our gifts in a way that expresses our own unique actualization through the work that we're doing. The biggest barriers, you know, they're not a lack of skills or capacities. The barriers exist on a level of identity and the story about who we are. So shame. This is what holds us back at the level of self-actualization. These old unconscious meanings about who we are act as the inner glass ceilings. Lack, right? This whole paradigm of power that we've been in keeps us separate from a higher power in a way that we can't co-create with an intelligence in the universe that's bigger than us. And we kind of are held back in scarcity from our inner wisdom and our inner resources that we need to create at this level. And isolation is the third area is really the third hidden barrier or block for women at the level of self-actualization in a culture that fosters independence and self-reliance as being what power looks like, and certainty and knowing all of the answers and all of these old models of leadership. So, you know, for women to be able to truly access the power we need to step into this, you know, huge and unprecedented opportunity that I want to share more with you about in just a moment, you know, we need to develop in, you know, what I believe really are the skills, the capacities, the orientations that we're working with here in this training, that are transforming our old identities, that are connecting us to, you know, they're connecting us to a new story of who we are and our power. We're connected to new ways of knowing and being and creating that are relational and co-creative and, you know, into collaborative, synergistic ways of orienting to others that will enable women to be able to succeed at this level. So this is what I've found, is that there is a huge missing of programs, of services, of orientations that really support women at this level, and the need, you know, for this orientation that enables us to be able to impact and serve at this level of self-actualization is, I believe, it's sourced in these feminine ways of knowing, creating, leading, collaborating, is what's going to give women access to the power that we need to step into this huge and unprecedented opportunity. And in over a decade of research, I've found that the research absolutely across the board confirms a couple of things that are very interesting: that femininity will become the operating system of the 21st century. Cross-cultural studies have been done about these more feminine qualities and ways of knowing being able to give us the capacities or superpowers to meet the demands of a more complex workplace. And, you know, never before — this is kind of at a moment where never before have women had so much power and potential for global influence and change. Now, women are now the majority in the United States workforce and the majority of college graduates. We're also the majority of small business owners. Companies that have women in positions of leadership are shown to be more profitable and successful by every measure. Women have their hands on $20 trillion in annual spending, which, according to Time magazine, has us on the brink of a massive power shift. This is a quote from Time magazine: a grinding of the gears of history into a new condition where women, if they choose, can seize the reins of economic control. Right? So it's like this moment. So women are moving into this self-actualization stage, and we're gaining access to the levers of power to be able to redecide and to recreate, right? So if we're looking at how do we leverage global transformation, serving women is really, really huge. And what's also interesting, what the research shows, is that women in general are feeling profoundly underserved and have very deep unmet needs. There's a study in the Harvard Business Review that says that, you know, women represent an audience that is bigger than China and India combined. And women — this is what the Harvard Business Review said — women are feeling vastly underserved despite remarkable strides in market power and social position that we've made in the last century. Women are still feeling undervalued in the marketplace and underestimated in the workplace. They have too many demands on their time, and few companies or leaders respond to women's needs for solutions, trainings, products, services that are designed especially for them. Right? So it's kind of remarkable to discover, you know, there's this huge emerging experience that millions of women have had, and so few people truly who understand how to provide what's needed to ignite the potentials that women have at this particular moment. Fast Company magazine declared that women as a group hold the power to define the 21st century, right? So this is where you come in. If you are feeling cold as a coach or as a facilitator or just someone who wants to make a difference with your gifts, in your lifetime, one of the most profound ways and places that you can do that that's going to have exponential ripples outward is to expand your power to empower women at the highest level, because women have access for the first time, you know, really are going to, you know, are in this position to be shaping the future in the most extraordinary ways. And when you empower women, when women come into their power, they lift everybody else up and ignite everybody else's potentials around them. You know, we've seen those studies and research in the developing world about girls, about women. What happens when we empower women is that a society is lifted up. And I would say the same is true when you empower self-actualizing women. When you become a specialist in that, it becomes exponential in terms of the impact that you can have. So this is really where you come in, because, you know, even if you are a coach or a change maker or a facilitator or a healer, chances are the training that you have had has not been specifically customized for working with women at this level of self-actualization. So, you know, what women really need at this level of self-actualization in terms of support to be able to ignite their potentials is very different to what you need to achieve goals, or even, you know, it's either to accomplish goals or even in many ways the objectives of healing. You know, healing in many ways is restoring things that are out of balance to the level that they have been at. See, to be able to self-actualize, which is the journey, the caterpillar to the butterflies, to be able to grow into and make manifest the highest possible structures, as a coach or as a facilitator or as a leader, it's very much about orienting to create a relational field of connection and presence in your relationship with your client or colleague or participants in the work that you're doing that creates a chrysalis, a container, a chrysalis for this level of higher development. And there's an orientation for learning, for growth, for transformation at this higher level that happens. So right from the start, it's a fundamental shift to creating a space in which the conditions for higher development and higher potentials can emerge than it is in terms of, you know, kind of traditional goal setting. So, you know, a lot of the things that we're going to cover in the first masterclass this week, for example, we're going to unpack deeply this process of setting intentions. You know, how, you know, you realize that most of your clients or women that you work with are going to come in and they're going to set intentions either from their mind or from a fear of missing out on something, kind of in reaction. And how do you get women into a process of creation? If you're a leader, how do you get your teams of women or women colleagues into a process of creation where you're focusing your attention on the deeper, what I like to call soul actualization needs of a group or a community or an individual or an organization or whatever level you are working on? There's a way that you can focus and a place that you can focus on together where you're going to be able to get exponential results. And they're often not the agendas that people might come into coaching with or come into a workshop with, but it's really the key place to start is igniting and kind of getting the process that's already happening to within a person to begin to accelerate and harness that energy. So, you know, this is, you know, we've done it on a personal level as we go through it in the course. And in these masterclasses, we're going to be unpacking the underlying principles that you can be using to apply that to your work with others. So, you know, that's an example. of what we're going to be doing in each of the masterclass series. So, you know, so then the next week of the course, you know, there's really seven key areas that we're working with in this awakening feminine power process, looking at how you can break through your inner glass ceiling. So in that masterclass, we're going to look at, you know, why at the level of self-actualization, women need a new story and how to make conscious the old story that has been in many ways the glass ceiling of possibility and how to step into a new story and how that's absolutely critical if the person you're working with is someone who wants to work at this level of, you know, is manifesting something at this level of self-actualization. You know, what you're going to encounter are people's, what my friends Gay and Katie Hendricks like to call their upper limits, their inner glass ceilings, the places in which their identity is really the limit and constraint of possibility. And you'll find this in organizations as well. The old story about who we are and what is or isn't possible is the primary constraint versus the actual practical resources on the ground or the skills or the abilities for, you know, to work at this larger level of self-actualization. So, each week of the training, we're going to, you know, be looking at the underlying principles and how you go in and how you work with women at this level. So, you know, these are really valuable foundations that you can apply to the work that you're already doing. What we're going to be doing in the Visionary Women's track is, you know, really looking at understanding key principles about empowering women, how women learn and change, how to work with women at the level of self-actualization, key feminine power principles, and, you know, orientation shifts that are going to enable you to have a lot more impact. So I would call these sessions really foundational in terms of what we're doing. And you're going to find them valuable for your own growth if you're thinking about empowering women in the future, if you're already a coach or facilitator or you have a leadership side of action. You're going to learn takeaways. Each week I'm going to give you some assignments about things that you can be doing in your own side of action to be applying this to empower women. As you get to know me, you'll discover that's my highest value is can we apply it and is it useful and does it give us access to be able to doing it? So that's very much what we're going to focus on. So, you know, it's not a replacement, however, for a comprehensive transformational coaching and facilitation training, which is something that I'm going to be offering starting at the end of October of this year. So I want to speak about that opportunity as well because, you know, the eight masterclasses, they're going to be interesting. They're going to be valuable. You're going to be able to apply them. You're going to get lots of value right away. But what we do in the trainings that start in October, the Feminine Power Coaching and Facilitation Certification Trainings, they're 9 months long, and they're a much deeper, more comprehensive, full professional certification training that certifies you to be a feminine power coach, where you can apply feminine power principles and you can use feminine power content and exercises as part of the work that you're doing with people. You'll also be certified to coach women through a feminine power package of sessions where they get access to the content from the 7-week course as part of that as well. And, you know, what we find is that about half the women who take those trainings will brand themselves as a feminine power coach and half of them, or facilitator, and half of them will brand themselves as, you know, kind of integrate what they're learning into their own work. So if you have your own teaching, an own methodology, an own brand, you can still absolutely take the professional trainings, and what you're going to learn in those trainings will help you be more effective as a transformational coach or facilitator. So I want to speak a little bit more about that larger opportunity, because many of you have asked questions about it, and we are going to be doing a deep dive into this starting at the end of October into a very comprehensive, skills-based, transformational training, as well as business skills and influencer skills, in a way that's comprehensive to be able to not just be a coach or facilitator, but really launch yourself and a successful business, empowering women with feminine power principles as a coach or as a change maker. So let me speak about that for just a few minutes. So there's two opportunities. There's the opportunity to become certified as a coach, which is to work one-on-one with people. The second opportunity is an opportunity to be a facilitator, which is the opportunity to work, kind of facilitate groups of people together. And if you want to coach women one-on-one or lead groups of women together and help them to attract love or find their purpose or break through the barriers to wealth, or if you want to support women to achieve or create results at this level of self-actualization, that's what you're going to get, a much deeper training to be able to do at the highest level. And it's a professional certification training that you can take completely from scratch. That meaning if you don't have a credential, you'll end up with a credential at the end of that training. And we go into a very extensive training into what I've found are four key areas in the professional trainings. So there's four things that you really need to be able to effectively help women transform and make a successful living, doing it and being yourself through the process, right? So, you know, the reason that most of us are feeling called to empower women or become coaches or facilitators is we want to give our gifts. We have unique gifts and talents. And so, you know, in 20 years of doing this and training a lot of coaches and facilitators, I found there's four things you need to do this really well and be able to make a living at it. And the first is you need to have transformational skills. You need to have an understanding of the five steps of the transformational process with groups and with individuals. Need to be able to understand what each of the stages of transformation is and how to facilitate women through this process and how to work with these underlying patterns, how to identify them, how to transform them, how to coach women, how to coach groups at this level of transformation. Right? So there's an understanding of this transformational theory and how to guide women through it to be able to get results. In the Visionary Women's Training, you know, I might in the first session, I'm going to just give you like an overview of that for, you know, maybe half an hour in the first training module, but it's something you really need to go into in a 9-month program with 9 training modules and practice and application to be able to do at a level of excellence if you haven't got those skills already. right? So, you know, the visionary women's training is no substitute for a professional certification training where you're going to learn, number one, these core transformational, you know, kind of processes. The second thing that you need to be able to really succeed at this is that you need what I've come to call these feminine superpowers, which are a kind of a beingness that you bring. There's like a level of beingness that you bring in your presence to the work that you do as a coach and as a facilitator that really is the difference, that makes the difference. So if you have had a lot of technical coaching training, but you're still not getting a lot of results with your clients, or you run groups and they don't go to a level of depth that you would like them to go, or people aren't transforming at the level that you would like them to, you know, these skills, there's eight feminine superpowers that have to do with coaching presence and radical empathy and your ability to, you know, very important things that are going to be very central to working with women, which is knowing things like, you know, women really need to be what's called sponsored into their greatness. So women have really low expectations for themselves, usually, most of the time. And you know, as a coach, one of the assumptions that you're taught in traditional coaching school is to let the client lead and to let the client set the outcome and let the client set that the agenda. And so that works with a certain set of things. But in this realm of self-actualization, for example, you know, you're going to find that women really have the, you know, we have these inner glass ceilings that keep possibilities shut down. And one of the key functions as a coach or as a facilitator is to reflect back an accurate but even bigger possibility for your client or your students or the woman that you're empowering than she can do herself. So really understanding that as a principle, for example, is something we're going to do in the Visionary Women's track. But in the professional trainings, you'll have an opportunity to have a whole training module on developing the skill and a context to really practice developing your capacity to be a powerful sponsor of women at the highest level, for example. To share, you know, we go into this like so deeply in the professional trainings. So this is something that you're going to discover as we go through. In the Visionary Women's training, I'll give you an overview of what the superpowers are and some ways you can begin to start cultivating them. We do a super deep dive in the professional training. But this is the second thing that you absolutely need to be able to empower women at the highest level. So you have your core transformational skills, your feminine superpowers. These are these kind of meta skills. But even that's not enough to really be able to succeed at this at a larger level. You know, most of us don't have the right mindsets for starting, growing, or expanding a business. We're not necessarily know how to, you know, we don't necessarily know how to market ourselves in a way that enables us to be ourselves through our work and create our own context for the work that we're here to do. You know, it's really important that you are creating from what I like to call your zone of greatness, which is that you're building a business or a body of work that leverages your unique genius and who you are uniquely here to be of service to. And if you're not sure what that is, that's something that in the professional trainings we're going to help you to discover. And you will get a, as part of the Visionary Women's Track, you're going to get an introductory workshop that's going to help you begin to identify some of those things. And in the professional trainings, we're going to do a deep dive of these influencer strategies and skills so that you can have the mindset that's going to enable you to create success. And the final pillar of being able to do this at the highest level and being able to make a living at it are what I like to call the business essentials for coaches and facilitators. And if you haven't yet been able to make a living at this, or you're interested in being able to jump right in and learn to be a coach or a facilitator, go through a career transition and do this successfully, but you're not quite sure if this is something that you can succeed at and make a career out of, I want to demystify that whole process just right now in 2 minutes. Okay, so there's three things that you absolutely must have to be able to make a successful living at this. The first thing is you need to have winning offers. You need to have absolute clarity about what you're offering, who it's for, the problem it's solving, and that being something that you're creating really from your own zone of greatness, this, the work that you're here to do. You know, there's a particular way of crafting an offer, so the value of that is really visible for who it's for. It's priced in the right way. If you have a winning offer, that is the foundation for success. I'm amazed at how many women I work with who have been struggling to make a living, doing the work that they're here to do. And I ask them, well, what's your offer? And they tell me, I don't quite know what that is yet. And I will say, well, then, you know, the mystery is solved on a foundational level as to why you're not making a living at this is that you don't have a winning offer. And so that's one of the skills that you're going to learn how to do in the business essentials training. The next thing that you need to be successful is to be able to do outreach. You need to be able to connect with people who are potentially interested in the work that you do. And there's 100 ways of doing outreach, from social media to affiliate marketing to Facebook advertising to YouTube videos to live in-person networking to family and friends, to having a website. The easiest way to get started doing outreach, you can launch an entire business just with an email to your family and friends with a winning offer in a process. I had one woman, I heard the story actually about a month ago, one woman in our last professional trainings launched a six-figure course just by doing this simple one email strategy, not even having a website, not doing social media, not doing all of these complicated things, doing the simplest, easiest things to get started. So, you know, what you need with your outreach strategy are the easiest ways to get started, and then to identify which outreach strategies really are most suited to the mediums that play to your strengths. If you're not comfortable in video, don't do video. If you are not, if you're not comfortable writing and you're great on video, do video, right? So it's part of it is really understanding the sequence and really understanding which outreach strategies are going to work for you and how to create content that you can share with people that showcases what you have to bring and what you have to offer. And then finally, so that's the second thing, you need to understand outreach and have a winning strategy for outreach. So you have a winning offer, you have a winning strategy to do outreach. And the third thing is you need to be able to have ways of sharing about the opportunity to join in particular offers, you know, into your programs or coaching work, you need to be able to invite people to work with you in a way that feels comfortable. And so many of us, we're really caring women. We kind of have an aversion to quote-unquote selling. And so as a result of that, we have no way of making invitations, sharing about opportunities, highlighting and showcasing the value. And, you know, this is something I found is possible to feel incredibly confident, you know, at doing. Even the people who have a real aversion to this just find that they can get incredibly comfortable. There's a whole orientation shift that you can go through. I personally love making offers and inviting people into opportunities because I know that what I'm inviting you into is going to create so much value and impact and transformation for you. And I feel in such a position of privilege and honor to have the opportunity to invite you to come and work with me or to invite you to come and participate in something that I've created. And what I want you to know is it's possible for you to feel like that when you're making offers. In fact, it's absolutely essential that you get to a place where you can feel that, because this is the third key that you need to have to be able to succeed, is to be able to invite people into working with you, right? So when you have these three things together, you're going to find that you have an ability to have a successful business. So let me just recap this. So, you know, this is what we're going to be doing in the 9-month professional training. You'll have the opportunity to join as a, you know, and get the training to work with people one-on-one, and or you'll have the opportunity to get the training to work with a group of people together, or you'll have the opportunity to do both at the same time, and it's only an additional 50% of time to become a coach or a facilitator at the same time. You don't need to decide now whether you're going to join the professional trainings later. Okay, so this is really not an overview that is in any way comprehensive about that opportunity. I just want to answer the questions that are coming up. We're going to give you a very extensive overview of the curriculum and the structure and answer all of the questions about that training as we move through. So it's really not my intention for this call today to become an overviewer or about that opportunity, but I want to give you enough information to be able to address the calls that are coming in about the Visionary Women's Professional Track as it leads into this larger opportunity. And I know that many of you are thinking about the possibility to join in these together. So for that reason, I want to share that with you. So that's what these trainings really include in the professional trainings. And many of you have asked about price. What I will say is for a professional transformational certification training, that is the number of training hours and supervision hours and kind of practicum hours as ours, the comparable trainings that I've seen, well, firstly, you know, coaching facilitation trainings, they range anywhere from, you know, a small online course for $500 to $5,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 to even $30,000 for this level of professional training. The tuition for these trainings is going to be we're still finalizing that for this year, because we are going to be giving a discount on this year's training relative to what it's going to be in the future, I'll explain the reason why that is as we go through, because we are going to be launching programs and outreach really in all corners of the globe in the next couple of years, and wanting to expand into other regions and other countries. So for that reason, we are going to be discounting the tuition. In addition to being able to apply your Visionary Women's tuition this year, to I think around, it's going to be somewhere between $8,000 and $9,000 for the professional certification trainings. And what you are going to receive in those trainings are really these four tracks: business training, the superpowers training, the core transformational skills training, as well as the influencers training, which the equivalent trainings to be able to register for those in the different niches that I've seen that they're being offered, probably the comparable price is about $20,000 for what's included in these trainings. They're very deep, they're very extensive, and they're going to give you what I believe you need, not just to be trained to be able to facilitate transformation at the highest level, but to be able to do this successfully and make a living at it while being of service at the highest level. All right, so that is the largest possible context that I can go into for the professional trainings, and let me come back to the Visionary Women's Professional Track. So, you know, all that being said, the place to start, and, you know, if you are considering or you want to find out more about these professional trainings, you're really going to have a great sense of what we're going to cover by joining the Visionary Women's Professional Track. Okay, I want to come back to that. And, you know, in the Visionary Women's Professional Track, what you're going to find is that we're going to cover so many of the foundations that are going to set you up for either success if you join these other trainings later in the year, or you're able to be able to take some of the best principles and insights and wisdom that I have gleaned over two decades and be able to apply it into the work that you're doing right away. So you can find out all of the details about what's included. There's a lot of other bonuses and wonderful features that are included by looking at the information page that's right there. And you can you can find out what's included, and you can upgrade to that Platinum Visionary Women's Track by just clicking on the link that's there on the player or in the recording that's going to have you be able to register and get started with us. This Thursday is our first one, and even if you can't join us, you'll get access to the recordings. All right, so why don't I jump in and just answer some of the most frequently asked questions that we have been receiving. If you have any questions for me. If you have any questions for me, please go ahead. Please go ahead and post them in for me. Okay, please go ahead and post your questions for me, and I'm going to just answer these here. So let's see here. So Rosemary from Toronto says, I don't work exclusively with women and I don't plan to at this time. My business is delivering explosive business growth through custom marketing and sales tools, tactics, and training. Will this professional training enable me to help my female clients more effectively? So I think the answer to that is yes. It's going to absolutely help you to serve the women clients that you're working with. So one of the things I would say is, maybe you can post this for me, Rosemary. What are the biggest struggles that your women clients have? Or, you know, how would, you know, what is the greater, you know, what does success look like for you in terms of being able to get results for your clients? And what are the biggest challenges that they have? Because, you know, how women orient to different problems and different challenges is different to how men orient to different problems and challenges. And so, you know, this, you know, if you can share a little bit more with me about that, I can go into some specifics. But I can think of one thing, for example, and that is women and confidence, for example, is a really big area that we're going to work with as we're debriefing the second module. So women will really underestimate themselves and their capacities, and often in places that they're stuck and feel blocked, are unable to access the resources and wisdom of their own life experience. So you're going to learn how to quickly connect your women clients with a much bigger possibility for their goals, as well as their inner resources to be able to get access to their own wisdom, to use that on their own behalf. And also, you know, what you're going to find is that when women are unable to do things or don't have the certain skills or capacities, women will often go into shame around that and become disempowered, as opposed to embrace the opportunity to grow their skills and capacities. So this is the flip side of confidence that we're going to be covering in the second module. The second masterclass is really where, you know, a lot of these orientations to the baseline that you're going to work with, that's going to, from the very beginning of how you set up the coaching relation or how you set up your engagement with women, be able to bring forth their power and possibilities. You know, that's exactly, you know, kind of what you are going to be able to discover or uncover as we work with that. Okay, so overwhelm. So I see that you posted here. So biggest course. The biggest challenge is that they're overwhelmed. So, and what to do first, which tactics. So I think this is perfect, because you're gonna help them be able to set intentions that are truly aligned with their own higher potentials and those of the organization, versus from their head or from a fear of missing out, which is gonna engage their whole being at a whole other level. And you're going to discover, you know, a lot of these things as we go through, like women and confidence, for example, and how to support them, be able to, you know, how to support them to be able to, you know, how to support them to be able to access an even greater power to fulfill their own intentions. So I think it would be absolutely very powerful in that way. So I hope that's helpful, and I hope you join us for the track. So let's see here. Teresa, I hope that I've answered your questions about what we're going to cover in the masterclasses. Please let me know if you have any other questions about that. So Amy from Eagle says, I'm an executive coach and I see the benefit of using this material with my clients. If I am now just diving into this material for myself, is it a good idea to focus on myself first and then look at learning to work with others at a later date. Honestly, I feel a little overwhelmed by the idea of doing both at once. So that's a really great question, Amy. So here's one thing that I would say is that what I've found is that it does, you know, when you step into a place of leadership and wanting to empower others, it amplifies your own growth tremendously. And one thing I will share with you about how we're going to work in that track in a way that it's not overwhelming, and this is very much my whole approach in the professional trainings as well, which is that I think as someone who's working at the level of self-actualization, you have to always put your own transformation first. And, you know, there's a way that you can learn how to do that that is going to exponentially support you to manifest and create and integrate personally. And so, you know, there's no shoemaker's daughters at Feminine Power in any level of our professional trainings, including this track, meaning we're creating transformation for everyone else and we're being left out of it. In fact, one of the biggest things that I created when I first began working with these principles was attracting and creating this extraordinary marriage, meeting my life partner. And, you know, there was a way that when I was working with these principles, I was also leading other women to be able to do this as well. And there was something about being in that leadership position that expanded my capacity. So what we're going to do in this first masterclass session on Thursday is address exactly that and how to work with the masterclasses while going through your own process, which is something I'm going to be challenging and calling on you to be doing really for the rest of your life, is pushing the edge of your own actualization as a foundation for empowering others. So I think if you're someone who is an executive coach, who has a curious mind, who you're a stand for other people, I think you'll find it actually very nurturing and nourishing to be in the visionary women's track and be supported in that field for your own intention, as well as learning the things that you're going to learn that you can take all the time that you need to be able to fully apply them. So I hope that's helpful, Amy. Thanks so much for the question. It's such a great one. Paula from Auckland says, the support and possibilities of the training as opportunities for my up-leveling as an intuitive coach, medium, and yoga teacher. I just received a vision yesterday that I'm creating a visionary women awakening offering, which at the moment I have no idea what's involved. I have purchased a domain, and I'm committed to my potential and all of the possibilities. So exciting. That's great, Paula Marie. I'm excited for you. Is there any question I can answer for you? Let me know, but that's standing with you for that vision. It's wonderful. I really believe at the time that we're in, there are a few opportunities more exciting. Certainly what I'm giving the rest of my life to is to ignite and empower and uplift women at the highest levels. So let's see here. So Sherry from Iowa asks, what time will the virtual living rooms be conducted? And if you can't get on live, how much would be missed? So they're going to be on Thursdays at noon Pacific time. It's 3 p.m. Eastern, and they're going to be recorded. They're going to be on video. They're going to be recorded. There'll be a transcript available where you can get key takeaways from that transcript to be able to apply. And, you know, the conversations are going to be very nurturing and very embodied versus very heady. You'll probably, as you get to know me, you'll know that that's very much my teaching style, is to be able to invite you to see things in your own experience and to be doing all of it from the inside out in a way that supports you. So whether you're live or you're listening to the calls later, it's absolutely going to totally help you on the levels that we're speaking about. So I hope that's helpful. Thanks so much. Cheryl from Monterey asks, if I'm not a coach yet, my passion is leading me to shift into training to become a coach. Is it too soon? No, you're absolutely in the right place, because you'll start to orient to what it is to coach women and support women at this level of self-actualization, and start to be in an inquiry where you can understand the challenges, problems, opportunities, and deep needs to be able to serve women at this level. So I think it would really set you up for success at a great level. And I hope you join us. Teresa asks, how long is each of the Visionary Women's bonus mentor sessions? And let's see here. And I would say they are about an hour each. So I hope that's helpful and you can go all the way through and listen at your own pace. You'll have access to them in an ongoing way. Teresa, do you cover how you can find your market who can pay for your service? Often women who most need this kind of support do not have disposable incomes to pay for coaching services. That's been my experience. You address this very real issue of economic issues. You know, I think this is going to be one thing that I cover is creating from your zone of genius, you know, creating from your zone of greatness, which has you. There's a bonus workshop, a bonus 2-hour workshop that's going to help you uncover who you're here to serve and the kind of services that you're going to be most successful offering, and how to leverage your whole life experience to support you in this way. And I think one of the things that we cover in that session that I will talk about in the Visionary Women session is how to find a marketable niche. Okay, so probably if you haven't had success or you're finding women who don't have disposable income for coaching services, you're probably not creating offerings in a marketable niche. You know, one of the reasons that we often don't have success when we create offerings is we create the things that we're excited about versus we're truly responding to the immediate and urgent unmet needs of the people that we're here to serve. And when you orient in this new way, you'll discover and be able to succeed I absolutely know there's huge and growing audience for what you have to offer. You just need to focus on being more related to serving the immediate and urgent needs of people versus the things that you might think they need. And that's often where you'll find you're getting stuck or stopped. So I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much. Marilyn says, I'm a highly experienced facilitator and business psychologist, OD consultant, and just about to set up a manufacturing business in Spain. I'm currently putting my financial models together to seek funding, and I found myself on this call. Would it be suitable for me, do you think, since my workforce will be mixed in gender, but probably predominantly female? You know, Marilyn, I think just like I was speaking to Rosemary about this, if you're someone you work with women, and this is a real area that you have a lot of women that you serve, even if the people that you serve are mixed, it's so important to know how to support the women who are your clients to succeed at the greatest ways. And so, you know, women orient to things in very different ways to men. This is really what I've found, you know, men and women orient very differently, work orient very differently. You know, the things that you'll discover in the Visionary Women's Track are going to really help you to be able to focus on serving the women who are in your audience, which I'm sure will be of tremendous benefit. So I hope that's helpful. Thank you so much for the question. Let's see here. So Victoria, so you're asking about the professional credential, if it's International Coaching Federation certified. We're not yet certified by the ICF, but our professional standards meet or exceed the ICF requirements. It's something that we're considering doing. In my experience, you know, one question I would ask you would be, you know, what is it that you're wanting ICF certification for? You know, I think that the training that we have, you know, will have credibility in the marketplace as a professional certification, but more than anything, what you're going to learn in the training are the things that you need to be able to succeed at creating transformation for women and doing this for a living, which the majority of ICF certified coaches learn coaching skills, but not necessarily the meta skills or the superpowers or the business skills that they need to be able to succeed at this. So I think that would be my question. And, you know, it's something we're looking into. And, you know, as I mentioned, our professional standards in terms of what you're going to learn in the training actually exceed the ICF's requirements for certification. So it's a very, very comprehensive program that we'll be giving you a lot more information about, and you can decide if you want to join that in the future. So I hope that's helpful. Teresa, that's an old link that you found online. I'm not sure why it was visible online. That was for the women who are graduates of our 9-month program, which was a special offer for them. So just ignore that. Sorry that you found that online. We'll have our webmaster. I don't know. It's like an old survey on some Survey Monkey that, you know, those people had already graduated from an advanced training, which is why their tuition was discounted. So Elena from Asheville. So yeah, it's between $8,000 and $9,000, the coaching trainings. I know a lot of you want to know that, but I would say the value that you're going to get really with the components, it's incredibly discounted from what you would need to be able to access the level of training that you're going to get as part of these. So, you know, I want to make this accessible to as many women as possible. Let's see here. Jenny, yeah, why not? You can try it out for 2 weeks, and then if you decide to downgrade, sure, that's totally fine with me if you want to do that. That's totally fine. I'm not sure, I might get in trouble with our team. I have to check it out with them, but why not? You can say Claire said. So that's totally fine. We're going to do a very comprehensive overview on Thursday of what we're going to cover in each of the sessions as I do an orientation for that track. So I hope that's helpful. Let's see here. Crystal from Winnipeg says, hi, Crystal. Welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. You know, if you're brand new to coaching and you're considering the professional certification later on, the Visionary Women's Professional Track is a fantastic place to start. Not only can you apply 100% of your tuition towards these other trainings, but you'll really get to know me, you'll get to know the other women who are in the programs, and you'll get to really learn about what it's going to take for you to succeed working with women at this level. So I hope that's helpful. Um, I hope that's helpful. So, okay, so let's see here. I'm going to see if there are any other questions that are coming in. And let's see if we have any other questions that are coming in. And please do. Please do post your questions for me in the live Q&A box. And let me see here. I'm going to answer some of the most frequently asked questions that have been coming in. See if there are any that I haven't yet covered. So one of the other questions that I have been asked is just that, let's see here. Okay, so mainly it's just to recap what's included in the Visionary Women's Professional Track. If you are registered at the gold level of tuition so far, when you upgrade to the Visionary Women's Track, you're also going to get shipped out to you all of the course, foundational 7-week course materials in a binder with a USB zip key for you to be able to easily download all of the other audios, but you'll get the transcripts, the practices, the handouts, all in a binder shipped to you 60 days after the training has finished. So you have these materials, the Transformation of Identity Matrix that we're going to be working with in the session that's coming up. We're going to ship those all out to you, and you'll have access to all of the Gold Plus bonuses. Plus, you are going to get access to the weekly masterclasses and the additional Zone of Greatness workshop that you're going to be able to download. And there's also a series of Visionary Women's Leadership bonus audios with women like Marianne Williamson and Allie Brown on prosperity and power on leadership that are also very inspiring that you can listen to at your own pace. As I mentioned, this is something that I have only offered up until now to women who have been in the professional trainings. And I want to, you know, you might have just met me, I want to say that, or you might have known me for some time. As you get to know me, what you will discover is that, you know, what I really care about is you being able to apply this, you being able to take this forward. I'm going to give you the best that I have and that I've discovered. I think now is a critical time on planet Earth to be able to ignite and uplift and empower women. And I know it's something that I can't do alone. I really can't do what my mission is myself. If you're called to empower women, one of the ways I can fulfill my mission for being here in this world is to pass on to you the transformational methodologies, the feminine power principles I've discovered that are going to enable you to be exponentially more powerful at igniting and lifting other women up. And at the end of the day, at the end of our life, that we showed up and went all the way to give our gifts and use everything we've been given, I know is what is going to matter to me, and I am guessing likely to you as well. So if you're called to serve, to uplift, to mentor, to empower women at the highest level, I think it's one of the most exciting things you can be doing in your life. And I would love the opportunity to pass on to you what I've learned and what I've discovered so you can really serve at the highest level with your gifts. If you have any additional questions, please do reach out to our support team. You can email support@femininepower.com. Love to have you with us in the Visionary Women's Professional Track. We start on Thursday of this week. I'm so grateful that you're here and you're part of the Core Feminine Power Training. I want you to know it's totally fine if you don't register for the Visionary Women's Track. You're going to get so much value out of the Core Training. I'd encourage you to just listen to your own deeper knowing about it. If you're cold to join, join in. If you want to join the professional trainings later this year, you're more than welcome to join in then. You'll get access to the Visionary Women's Masterclass recordings at that later stage. This is just an exciting opportunity for you to come in to my virtual living room while this class is happening, while we have this live field, and for me to be sharing about what's happening in these sessions and these coaching calls as we're all going through it together. So if that's something that calls you, I truly encourage you to go ahead and join us. And I'm just so excited and grateful that you're here. You're part of this historic cohort. We are creating something absolutely extraordinary and unprecedented together. And I just feel so incredibly privileged and grateful to be on this journey together. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow night for our first live coaching call. If you want to apply for coaching or you have a question with me about this week's content, if you check your email inbox, there's a link where you can join in those. You can post a question for me in advance about tomorrow. I look forward to being with you then. Go ahead and join the Visionary Women's Track if you're registered for it. And I can't wait to be with you again soon. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, everybody. Much love. Many blessings. Bye-bye.